Gent, I'm sorry I haven't a clue. The antidote to panel games. With Colin Sell at the piano, your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the program that does for comedy what Patrick Moore did for the skateboard. On today's panel, will you please welcome on one side Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton. On the other side, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on both sides, our scorer, Samantha. Our first round is called Initials. Do you mind? I'll tell you when it's a musical round. Our first round is called Initials. I shall give our team a set of initials and ask them what they stand for. Right? Off we go. Tim, D-W-D-U.
Yes. Oh, this is short, the Prime Minister's shorthand, like family hold back. G-W-D-U. Get well, Dennis, urgent. It's a sort of euphemism. Get well, Dennis.
That's right, yes.
Yes, thank you.
Or if you want to be boring, General Workers Development Union.
Well, I knew that, but it's...
Graham Garden, M-J-S-D. M-J-S-D.
M-J-S-D. Michael Jackson's surgery disintegrates.
Run for your life.
You know, all these initials are actually authentic. They all actually come from a book of initials. And that one stands for, believe it or not, March, June, September, December.
Why?
Amazing. Where can we buy this book, huh?
Willie Rushton, RFCMC.
RFCMC? Radio Fork and Murder Comedy.
There's no need to agree.
Wasn't everybody?
That actually stands for the Reconstruction Finance Commission of Monte Carlo.
Good Lord. Oh.
Amazing.
I must get a copy.
Yes.
Barry, RCECA.
Ronnie Corbett eats condensed aardvark.
Or Railway Car Export Corporation of America.
That's what I meant. Yeah.
This book's a treasure trove.
What a bedside
It would
read.
Save me so much time just being able to say that.
Carry on, Tim.
After the enjoyment.
Tim, ICUMSA.
ICUMSA. I'd like to know what it says in your book. ICU. I can usually make statements on anything. That's the people like Jeffrey Dickens and Mary Whitehouse and who...
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Yes.
Probably says that in your book, doesn't it, huh?
Well, it does, actually. It also says, in brackets, International Commission for United Methods of Sugar Analysis.
It's going to save me hours, this short.
Have you got a signed copy of this book?
Signed MS.
Graham, USWD.
What S?
U.
USWD. Unbearably sexy winter drawers.
Remarkably close, actually. The correct one is Undersurface Warfare Division.
Very close. Yes.
So that puts you in the lead. Willie, KGB.
Easy. Kill George Bush.
My book actually cops out of that one. It just says Russian MI5.
Deeply similar.
Barry, the last one for you. UGSSS.
Uri Geller sends spoon spiraling.
No, it's actually the Union of Girls' Schools. Union of Girls' Schools for Social Service. It's a serious one, that.
Oh, right.
And we go on to the point in the program
what
where I give the...
What a whacking round that was.
I thought it was good. One of our best. We've reached the point in the program where I give the teams advance warnings of the late arrivals they'll be announcing at the end of the show. This week I'll be asking for late arrivals at the Roman Ball. The Roman Ball. We're going to go on now to a round called Mornington Crescent. We've had a lot of... We've had a lot of requests for the rules to be explained on air. As this would take so long, they are displayed on CFAX. Right, for this game, Willie, would you start?
Osterley Park. Shaftesbury Avenue.
Oh. Now, wait a minute. You're out of turn, Barry, I'm afraid.
Well, I do apologise.
Graham's turn.
It could have been me.
He was on the diagonal.
We aren't playing that rule this week.
It was up for grabs.
The point is we're allowed the diagonal.
Yes. I mean, if there are no special rules...
Do what you like.
We can do the optionals.
Like I could go there, or Graham could
go there. Yes, you have to stay in the right order. Otherwise, nobody at
home... There's no right order if you're diagonal.
If you don't play in the right order, nobody at home will have the faintest idea what's going on.
All right. What did...
Aren't we in stereo? 16 years. Sorry.
No, we'll play it Humsway.
I'll play it Humsway.
Thank you.
Salt.
Right. So, what did you say?
Shaftesbury Avenue.
Right. Baron's Court.
So we're playing at Humpsway then?
Well, apparently. Apparently, at least I am.
Right, Goodge Street.
Warren Street.
You're out of turn again.
No, he's not out of turn.
He's out of turn. It should go from Timbrook Taylor to you, Barry Cryer, if that's who you are.
Warren Street, anyway, Barry. Warren Street.
Warren Street.
Don't say it in that tone of voice. Okay. Hello, Willie Rushton.
Marrow of an High Street. Trying to sound jolly. It's damn difficult in the circumstances.
Fair Lop.
Oh, lovely. This always leads to trouble.
Oh, God, it's cleverer than you think.
I know.
Basin Street.
Seven Sisters Road.
Chiswick High Street.
Marylebone Road. No, High Street. Marylebone. High Street. Marylebone High Street.
Are you going to let that through, Humph?
Yes. If it's going to mean one of these interminable arguments with you, Tim, yes, I shall let it through. And did you say Basin Street earlier? That's in a totally wrong city.
There is a Basin Street Wapping.
No, I will let...
Sorry, Hump.
Marylebone High Street
this?
Is perfectly...
I mean,
Marylebone High
we
Street
have to
is
stick
perfectly
to London,
legitimate.
Huh? Sorry?
And don't talk while I'm talking.
No.
Marylebone High Street is perfectly legitimate. Will
you're
you
listening
Marylebone?
To a family at war.
I talk while you're playing the trumpet. I don't see why I should talk.
Right, we'll skip your turn. Go on, Barry.
Humph talks while he's playing the trumpet. He's got Sparky, the talking trumpet.
That's what they call it.
Go on, Barry. The last move was Marylebone High Street.
Marylebone High Street. Never forget the night he sat on his mute. Marylebone High Street. Kingsland Road. That is
spoke.
Dalston.
Oh, right. Portobello Road.
Ha, ha, ha.
Canterbury Way.
Got him.
I thought I wasn't allowed to speak.
You can speak now.
All right, M. Basin Street. No, that was... No, I won't. Sorry, Hump. Oxford... No, Oxford...
Oh.
Circus.
Oh, I like it. Cambridge Circus.
Well, I was going to do that Piccadilly Circus. Don't look at me like that, Tim. It's perfectly acceptable. Quite all right.
No, can't. Yeah. Can't do the no.
Totteridge and Whetstone.
Oh, you're not letting that one go as well.
Oh, you've lost control.
You've lost complete control. All right, East Finchley, if we're going to play it that way.
No, it's one. The Totteridge and Whetstone is one position.
Very odd positions, you know.
I mean, you wouldn't complain at Elephant and Castle, would you?
It's all that trumpet playing makes you go deaf.
It's like Elephant and Castle, Totteridge and... Go on, Tim. What did you say?
I said, East Finchley.
If you don't hurry along, we're not going to play this game again, ever.
His huff drew up and he went off in it. Tottenham High Road.
Shepherdsburg.
Oh.
Parsons Green.
Earl's Court.
Wood Green.
Pimlico Road.
Queensway.
Oh, the Angel.
You'd be intimate with your partner here.
No, you didn't
do Archway. Or...
No. Or you can do Merton. Mornington Crescent.
I suppose you're going to allow that now, are you?
Jim, if I could give you a little word of advice, don't make moves when you're rattled, because you won't just walk straight into it like that, as many members of the audience here could see.
Right, Hunt.
We go on to a round now called Foreign Phrases. I shall give each team member a phrase in a foreign language and ask them to translate it into English. The winner of this round will receive a year's supply of trees. Willie, start with you, Willie Rushton, for your translation, please. Virginibus plurisque.
Virginibus plurisque. Raindrops keep falling on Richard Branson's charabang.
Half the audience got that one.
The other half speak Greek.
Graham, a Latin one for you in the old pronunciation. Et in Arcadia ego.
Et in Arcadia ego. I had an omelette down the shopping precinct.
Tim, Nouveau Beaujolais.
Unsuitable for drinking.
Barry, Dos Vid Anya.
I'm sleeping rough with Anya.
I'm sure you got some more. You don't need me to give you the phrases. Willie, have you got another one there?
Porca verba, which is pig Latin. That's for the other half of the audience.
Timing.
Tim, you go first.
Aqua Minerale, waiter, I'm driving.
Sol Bon Fam, I met this great lady at the Olympics. Mamma Mia, Rosemary's Baby. La Vie en Rose, I've got a pink Kazi.
Any more? Okay, well, I'll tell you what we'll do.
Canard à la Rose, Ian Paisley's line.
Van Ordinaire, Ford Transit.
La Belle Dame sans merci. The operator never says thank you.
I'll tell you what. What we'll do is we'll go on for some more music. This round is called Singing Relay. The teams will sing a song, but with each team member singing alternate words. And they'll be accompanied at the piano by Colin Sell. All right, Colin, now. Settle down. Tim and Willie, will you sing Windmills of Your Mind?
Not very well.
Oh. Round like a circle in a spiral like a wheel within a wheel. Never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel. Like a snowball down a mountain or a carnival balloon. Like a carousel that's turning, running rings around the moon, about the moon. Like a clock whose hands are sweeping past the minutes of its face. And the world is like an apple whirling silently in space. Like the circles that you find in the windmills of your mind.
Barry and Graham, if you can sing yours faster than that, you'll win the round.
That's the pace of it, huh?
And Colin, could you keep it down a bit? I couldn't hear a thing. No, I mean, I've got to be able to hear. Otherwise, like, how can we, me and Samantha here, we're sitting here trying to trying to award points, and we can't hear the thing.
You should hear it with the lid up.
This series is ending none too soon, for start.
Anyway, Samantha, could hear
it. Barry and Graham, will you sing... Barry and Graham, will you sing Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, you pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, we love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, love us too. High, low, anywhere we go, on chitty chitty we depend. Bang bang, chitty chitty bang bang, our five more bended friend. You're uncategorical, a fuel-burning oracle, a phantasmagorical machine. You're more than spectacular to use the vernacular. You're wizard, you're magic, you're keen. Oh, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, we love you.
I'm going to ask the audience to indicate through their applause which team they thought won that one. I don't agree, but you're the audience, so we'll go on now to around the object to which is...
Oh, I do like a happy ending.
We're going on to around the object of which is not to amuse the audience. Each panelist must say a word in turn. The first to get a laugh is out. It's like musical chairs, so on until we have a winner. Barry, you're going to start now with plinth.
Rhombus.
Polygon.
After Barry, Willie, right?
If you don't know now, after 10 seconds...
What game did you say we were playing? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening.
Go on, Tim. Willie, it's your turn now.
Ah. Robust.
Graham.
Fairlop.
Tim.
Plums.
Flitch. Poster. Stalwart.
Water.
Beam.
Knee.
Cheap. Cloak.
Gusset.
You know, I can see from the expression, you know you're out, don't you? Carry on, Willie.
Tremolo. Prime.
Clump.
Willie.
Crackdown. Behind.
Croak.
Accumulator.
Squeak.
Lump.
Person.
Sharp.
Trump.
Egg.
That was unfair. Graham hesitated.
Sorry, Willie.
I'm afraid it was timing.
You
never leave.
Graham and Tim, it's between you two now. Off you go, Graham.
Basin.
Street.
Blues.
Skirt.
Platoon.
Green.
Somebody laughed. Somebody laughed. Sorry, Tim. Graham's the winner. Well, in this next round, I shall ask the teams to make up limericks that are suitable for broadcasting. I shall give them the first line, and they must complete the verse. We'll start with you, Barry Cryer. At a party near Jodrell Bank...
I've forgotten how much we all drank.
A snag with an orgy.
As I said to boy Georgie...
When you leave, you don't know who to thank.
Willie, here's your line. My wife and I sadly are parting.
In our lounge is a farm she's started.
Oh my God. She's fed all the pigs on syrup of figs.
No wonder my eyes are still smarting.
Okay, Graham. That was a tense moment. Graham, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Hump, I didn't quite catch that.
Graham, I'm suing my wife for divorce.
Suing my wife for divorce. Since she had an affair with a horse.
I walked in one day.
There's this dapple grey.
He was chatting her up. What a sauce!
And finally, one for you to complete. Tim, saw this girl at the Henley Regatta.
Enjoying champagne and a nutter. Yeah.
I said, pardon me. Aren't you Rusty Lee?
He said, no, I am Jomo Kenyatta.
Those of you listening at home, Willie Rushton was disqualified for an infringement that he made in the previous game but one. Right now, Samantha and I will lie back while the teams announce the late arrivals of the Roman Ball. The Roman Ball. You can come back in now, Willie.
The Fountains and their son Trev E.
And the three Cohens.
There'll be a note in the Radio Times explaining that one.
Jewish Chronicle as well. Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Swall and their son, Adrian.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Eatorial Combat and their daughter, Glad.
Oh, I'm glad. Sorry. The Weedy Witches and their son, Wayne E.
And Vicky.
Oh, here's Hannibal. Welcome to him, indeed. He's just crossed the Alps with an elephant and got a mountain that never forgets. He. Just found out Hannibal's a cannibal. Been eating people all round the place. How many have you eaten? Et tu, Brutus. Gladiator. Oh, I'm fed up with this. Let's cross the Rubicon. Who's the fellow who looks after all that? Where's the Ford Consul?
Well, that was Rubicon, was it?
Rubicon.
And also from across the water. Also from across the Rubicon. We welcome Mr. and Mrs. Mundy and their daughter Gloria. They had a rough crossing. Sick transit, Gloria Mundy.
The tres partes de visa est. And there's Gal Ian. That's a bit odd. Gal Ian, yes, that'll be all right. The Pope will get it.
He's not likely to... Oh, no, I see.
He's got A-level Latin. It's one of the qualifications, A-level Latin.
Mr. and Mrs. Muss with Maxie and Minnie. Their double-barrel cousin, Muss Olini. I.e. Mussolini. I.e. that means id est. I've heard of est, but not of id. Ovid. Good night, all.
Say welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. to me your ears. Give them a proper welcome. Friends, Romans and countrymen, lend me your ears.
It's cabaret time.
Wait, oh, no. Roman cabaret. I'm looking forward to this. We'll all sit back.
Max Sennett. Going to sing Hold That Tiber. And Down on the Libby. Caligula, Caligula.
Oh, dear.
And do something you read about in Forum.
And the flamenco dancers, the seven heels of Rome. One of them's only got one leg. Very dodgy knee. The knobbliest Roman of them all.
And on that high note...
Oh, no.
There's Mr. and Mrs. Laudius, and there's Aunt Ike.
And from Ireland, Deck Linenfall, with his funky gibbon.
Mr. and Mrs. Subjectos et Debilari Superbos, and her son, Parker E.
Let's stay and watch Roman Polanski and the Vestal Virgins. They're going to do the batty can-can. No, let's go.
We've reached the moment which never fails to bring a lump to the eye and a tear to the throat. The end of our series now. We hope that we shall be joining you again sometime in the future, but from the teams and myself, ladies and gentlemen, goodbye.
Timbrook Taylor, Barry Pryor, Graham Gardner, Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer. Mm-hmm.